Taven, as I was perusing the news for tonight's episode, I came across an article about someone breaking into the police station in Eugene, Oregon, of all places.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. The thief stole all the toilets and urinals in the building.
That's an interesting thing to steal.
I know. The police spokesman said they have nothing to go on.
Oh, they sure did not.
Oh, my God.
Nothing to go on. That's right.
They did nothing.
And I went to a concert a few weeks ago. I'll chat about that later in the show. While I was there, a large insect was buzzing around the theater, annoying the performers and the audience. Oh, it was just terrible.
That's horrible.
I rolled up my program, and when it came near me, I was able to swat it down, and I stomped on it. The audience all cheered, and one of the performers asked me if it was a bee, and I said, no, it's a B flat.
Oh, yes, it was. So, cow.
Oh,
you know, so speaking of B flat, because you brought it up. So I asked my friend when their birthday was, see, because that has a lot to do with B flat. And he said March 1st. And so I stood up, walked around the room, and asked again.
Okay.
And I found out something very interesting the other day. I found out that when the lion ate Spartacus's wife, Spartacus said absolutely nothing. He was Gladiator. And there's music. And there's music.
The music is coming up. It needs to come up volume. Very loud. Very loud.
Very loud. Very loud.
Greetings and salutations. No, that's not how you say that. Bienvenue? Is that how that's pronounced?
Bienvenue.
It's not spelled right in the notes because I didn't know how to spell it. And welcome to our little corner of the Potiverse. I am Barely Normal, your co-host on this roller coaster. And with me is and with me is that puptacularly punny pup, Taben. How the fluff are you, Taben?
Oh, Gladiator. And I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. It's been, you know, pretty busy running around doing the stuff and everything, but it's been good. Things are good. And how are things with you, Barely? How has your week been?
Oh, my week's been, well, of course, you know, I wasn't here last week because I had an emergency. I had to take care of my dad in the emergency room.
Oh, yeah.
So that was troublesome. And then, of course, the day before that, on Wednesday, I was stuck in the blizzard for the snowpocalypse, and I think you guys mentioned that on the show, that I was stuck in there. And
Yeah.
But Dad's doing
that
better.
That was, what, like 6 hours or something you were stuck?
6 hours stuck in the snow,
to get home?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It took 4 hours to get off of OHSU's hill,
Whoa.
Which was just
a
terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And of course, I'm busy planning my upcoming birthday extravaganza coming up in a few weeks.
You're planning it.
No.
Is he not good at planning things?
He's okay. He's okay. But I'm going to Vegas and for 7 nights. And I'm going to do lots of things that I always wanted to do in Vegas, but never had time to do. And so...
Does one of those include petting a giraffe on the strip?
If there is a giraffe on the strip, I will pet it. But this includes things like I'm going to be driving the race cars. I'm going to shoot the big guns.
Sure. Oh, my cow.
I'm going to go do the zip lines. I'm going to do the helicopter tours.
That's amazing.
I'm going to jump off the stratosphere tower. I am. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Really?
They have a controlled descent device that you can jump off the stratosphere, and it you hit about 40 miles an hour, and then it slows you down, and then you just touch down on the ground.
That is so scary. I can't even imagine that. You're amazing.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to have a video of it. I'm going to have an action cam on, so I can...
You better. Oh, my cow.
So, there you go.
I can't wait to see this. Wag. I'm going to watch it, though, and be so scared. It's like, I'm so scared.
Oh, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to be scared walking off that ledge, but I'm going to do it. So,
bucket list cross off.
Yeah. Well, I was watching a video of it, and the gal that's up there that helps get you off the ledge,
because a lot of people probably need a little help there.
Right, yeah. She was saying that she does it every morning when she first gets there. That's the first thing she does is she puts on the suit and jumps off. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, that's one way to wake up.
Yep.
And I usually just take a lap from my puppy dish, but you could do that.
I know. They've been doing this for over 20 years, and they've never had an accident. So
really?
Yeah.
Very nice. So, very nice. They know what they're doing. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yep. Well, that's exciting.
So that's what I've been doing. I want to mention before we get too far in here that we have a new quote unquote sponsor, if you will.
I saw that. Please tell us all about that, Barely.
Well, it's Wild Bill's Soda. And
is that the one at FC that you like so much?
It was the one at FC that I like so much. And in fact, I've bought a couple of cases of their soda pop in cans that they have delivered to my house. And I signed us up to be not an advocate, but an ambassador for their soda. And
if
listeners go to drinkwildbills.com and order, and I'll put the link through our website. And if you go through that link, you'll get 15% off your order when you enter the code BFFT at checkout. And there you go. So
that's right. So just go there to go to drinkwildbills.com. And at checkout, enter the letters BFFT in the code area, and you'll get 15% off your order. Very nice. Very nice indeed.
It's amazing. So, shall we get to the past today?
No.
Huh?
No? Oh, why not?
I have a bunch of things.
Okay. Well, let's hear the bunch of things.
So, the miscellaneous words for the week from Atheist. From the A&W chat, his word is carbonara.
Oh, that's very tasty.
It is very tasty. Word.
Yes.
Tasty word indeed. From Thunderpup, in the A&W chat, his word is onomatopoeia.
Which we have talked about before in the past.
We have. I heard that.
Oh, yes.
From Perton, in the FC chat, his word is pastel.
Pastel or pastel?
Pastel, P-A-S-T-E-L. Good note. Good
okay,
note.
So light colors, pastel.
Light colors, nice, yes. Pretty light colors. So okay. Shout out to Atheist, Thunderpup, and Perton for those words. Thank you very much.
Awesome words.
And let's see, what else? Oh, so I went to the zoo yesterday. I hadn't done that in a while. I thought I should do that. And okay. So I went and I saw a baguette sitting in a cage. Like there's a baguette just sitting there in a cage. And I asked the zookeeper, what's going on there? And the zookeeper told me that it was bred in captivity.
Oh.
That's what happened. That's what
bred in
happened.
Oh.
Speaking of horrible
I got to remember
things,
that, though.
Yeah, I know you will. Speaking of wonderfully horrible things, Ziggy, this is from our very own Ziggy. On the staff, he told me a pun and wanted me to say, so I will, from Ziggy. Don't challenge death to a pillow fight unless you're prepared for the repercussions.
Ziggy, you're fired.
I know. I actually did not get that until I was preparing for the show tonight. He told me that, 3 days ago, and it's like, okay, I don't get it, but okay. And so it's not until I was going over what I had for the show, and I just got it. So,
well, okay. So if anybody wants to be our meme weasel, we're looking for a replacement at this point. It's not that we don't have enough bad jokes, but we don't need people giving us more bad jokes.
We don't need more.
No.
However,
I'm joking.
I am very proud of my honey.
Okay.
Because he, on his own, you know, he's like your honey, not like very good at like puns and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But he came up with, I was so proud. I literally was so proud. And so I want to share it with all you first. The other day, and this is something I was actually doing, I was looking for, in particular, some blues songs in the key of A minor, like a very specific thing.
Okay.
So I told my honey that, hey, honey, I actually found some nice blues songs in A minor. And he said, Well, that would be a minor advantage. I was so proud of him. He did that on his own.
Oh, that's very good. I like it.
It was very good. I was like, isn't that so good? And, you know, something that's interesting, and this is true. This is a true thing. It's interesting that all the C's in Pacific Ocean are pronounced differently. And there's
Pacific
three C's.
Ocean.
And
they're all... Yes, they are. Yes.
And I figured that's actually something that's going to keep you up at night, barely, because I know how you are with things like that.
Well, at least there's not seven C's in that ocean.
It's very nice. There are not seven C's in that ocean.
No.
I have one more thing to say,
mm-hmm.
and then we can get to the past today.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready. Should I be ready? I don't know. I don't know. Go ahead. Let me hear you.
You should actually not be ready.
Oh, okay.
So a cabbie picks up a nun.
Okay.
She gets into the cab and notices that the very handsome cab driver won't stop staring at her. And she asks him why he is staring. He replies, well, I have a question to ask, but I don't want to offend you. She answers, well, my son, you cannot offend me. When you're as old as I am and have been a nun as long as I am, you get a chance to see and hear just about everything. I'm sure that there's nothing to say or ask me that I would be offended by. Well, the cabbie says, well, I've always had this fantasy to have a nun kiss me.
Okay.
She responds, well, let's see what we can do about that. You have to be single and you have to be Catholic. Cab driver says, he very excitedly, that, well... Actually, yes, I kind of figured this. I am single and I am Catholic. Okay, the nun says, well, pull into the next alley. The nun fulfills his fantasy with a passionate, heartfelt kiss. It's so amazing. For the cabbie, his fantasy is totally fulfilled. But when they get back on the road, the cab driver starts crying. And the nun says, my dear child, why are you crying? Forgive me, but I have sinned. I lied, and I must confess that I'm married, and on top of that, I'm Jewish. The nun says, well, that's okay. My name is Steve, and I'm going to a Halloween party. And so with that, let's talk about the past today.
Why, let's. Okay, so 2 weeks ago, because I wasn't on the show last week, mm-hmm. I talked about cubed poop, because we were talking about civets
right.
and pooping beans and stuff like that. And by the way, civet coffee is not good. It's not a good thing. It's bad for the civet. It's bad for the environment. And it's not sustainable. So if you have civet coffee, go ahead and drink it and get rid of it. But don't get any more. That's my.
And I'll tell you another reason why it's so bad when we get to my past today.
Okie dokie. All right. So actually, I said that koalas pooped squares, but it's actually wombats that poop cubes.
Oh, well, this is good to know.
Yeah. It's the same. It's basically the same family. They're marsupials. And the funny thing about the wombats is they gather up their poop after it gets hard. And they use it as territory markers to keep away competitors and to attract mates.
You know, in a way, that's so cute because it's like I can imagine they've got little cube things and they're building up little castle walls.
Little castle walls, right? Yes. Little game of wombats.
Game
instead of
wombats.
Game of Thrones.
My cow.
When you play the game of wombats, you poop or you die. One of the two, yes.
Poop or die.
But the best poop wins, I guess. Anyway, that was all I had for the past today.
Okay.
What have you got, my furry friend?
I guess since we're on that note, I'll start with saying...
Okay.
So a few weeks ago when we were talking about that, I had said, and I think that's how we got on that subject, mm-hmm. that wonderful subject, that our friend gave us a bag of cat poop, well, civet poop coffee.
Right.
And at that point, I hadn't had any yet. And so I've tried some since then. And, you know, apparently it's supposed to be the most exquisite coffee. I mean, we've talked about this. It's supposed to be the most exquisite coffee in the universe or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried some. So this is another reason why it's so bad, because it is. It does not taste like coffee at all.
Oh.
I mean, I had some, and it was a really weird, I can't even describe it. It's like, so there's many reasons not to drink Civic coffee, because they basically torture the civet to get the coffee, so that's bad. And even worse, it doesn't taste like coffee at all. So there you go.
Does it taste shitty?
It's like living in this city, yes.
Yes.
Let's see, what else do we... Oh, season 2, episode 8. I've actually been trying to listen to our episodes and get caught up a little bit. Not season 2, but season 3, episode 8. So this is still a little while ago. But you said that... we were talking about the Goldbergs and how you had watched season 9 and that's it. They weren't having any more.
Well, that's what I thought. But then they went ahead and,
that's what I wondered, if they didn't know they were going to have another season or something at that time. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So, when I said that, I mean, I was actually reading articles where they were saying this was the final season. And they came out with another one. It's like,
Adam must have found more of his old tapes or something.
Maybe it was boring. No, the new season doesn't have anything to do with his old tapes, actually.
Oh, it's really? They must have just decided, okay, we've got to keep doing this. So
I guess. There you go. Yeah. Hard to say. Hard to say.
Also, let's see. On that episode, so all the next few things I have to say are all about on that episode.
Okay.
So you probably remember that over the course of three or four episodes, I sang Weird Al's Taco Grande.
Yes.
And on that particular episode, season 3, episode 8, I was when I finished singing Taco Grande. And in that, there's a part of the song where it's just talking Spanish. And you know how bad I am at Spanish and everything. And I thought, I should make Paco Panda listen to this.
Oh, okay.
So I texted him today and said, Paco, I did this thing. I want you to hear it. And I want you to record your reaction, send it to me, and we'll play it on the show. And he said, ha, 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 ha. I would love that. So hopefully in a future near episode, we'll listen to Paco Panda's, yes, you heard it right. The artist, the amazing artist, Paco Panda, will listen to his reaction to me singing or saying the Spanish part of Taco Grande. So,
all right.
Pay attention to that. Ooh, also in that episode, you mentioned that your town has a Barbie car and you've seen the Barbie car driving around. Mm-hmm. You also said you might try and find it again so you can take a picture and post it on the website. Did you ever find it again to take a picture?
Have not seen it since. No.
Not seen it since. Yeah. It's the mystery of the Barbie car. Dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. The funny thing is, when I first saw it years ago, I took a picture of it, but I couldn't find it in my picture catalog. So I must have deleted it. So
mystery continues.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the last thing I have to say about that episode was so I had a riddle about getting out of debt. And this town and everything, and it's kind of a fun thing. And then you had an analogy thing in response to that. And then I said things about catching a fish with a net out of the river, and then a wallaby, and then the fish wore a sock. And I said that.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say about that. I took note that that was stupid, and I said things, and it was stupid.
I hate to inform you. But, you say a lot of things.
I do.
That tend to just kind of go off the rails.
Not too much of a surprise. That brings to mind about how the other day I was reading about atheism, and it turns out it's a nonprofit organization.
And moving along.
Please do. Oh my God.
Okay. Wow. I think we should get to That's Just Stupid.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
So I have one thing for That's Just Stupid. And
I love this. I love this.
It started out, it's actually a non-stupid thing, because the headline says, "Are you a non-stupid person? This pizza shop wants to hire you." A Columbus, Ohio pizza shop put up a sign that said, now hiring non-stupid people.
I love that. That's it's awesome. Like, this is so cool. I love that.
Right. Yeah. The family-owned restaurant in Columbus posted a sign outside the business reading, now hiring non-stupid people. The co-owner, Jaden Donegan, told an ABC affiliate in Columbus that most customers have laughed at the sign, which has since gone viral on social media. It's more humor than anything. It's not meant to target anyone or to be rude. The owner said the sign was an attempt to hire employees after months of struggling to bring on new employees who are reliable on time and don't show up to work in sandals. So I don't have any follow-up as to whether they actually hired anybody for this sign, but I'm guessing they probably have by now. So
I'm guessing. Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
And that's all I have for the That's Just Stupid.
I have something for That's Just Stupid.
Okay. Is it another joke? Oh.
No, it's just one word.
Okay.
And that word is me.
You?
And
you're
that's
not stupid.
All I have for That's Just...
You're entertaining. You're not stupid.
Oh, you're so... Thweet, oh my cow.
I am thweet, yes.
What's it like thweet. Looking at me? So my muzz so close these days. Today.
Yes.
Not these days, but these days.
Yes, he's seeing himself in the mirror. It's very frustrating for him. Ooh, he's going back and forth. All right. Let's get to media, shall we? All right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, before I got totally segued into all sorts of weird stuff, I went over to my friends for Saturday night movie night, and we watched Babylon.
Now, is it a Star Trek thing?
No, not Babylon 5. This is called Babylon.
Oh, like it's the old Jerusalem place.
Yes. Okay. Sort of, kind of, yes. So it's a very odd movie. In fact, I've talked to several people about it, and one person said, you know, I turned it on, I watched a minute and a half of the opening scene, and I said, nope, and turned it off.
Very nice.
We did make it through the entire 3-hour, 45-minute movie.
Oh, my cow.
Yes. That's not even the director's cut. That is the theatrical release.
And do you feel that's 3.5 hours of your life you will never ever get back, or what's...
I have to say it was kind of like what they call a vignette-type movie, where they cover different things, and there's like a weaving storyline in between it. But it has to do with Hollywood in the 20s and through the 40s. It had a lot of big stars in it, and a lot of little stars, too.
Could they form a constellation with all those stars?
They did. They formed a constellation. It had Brad Pitt in it. It had one of the gals from Designing Women in it. She's old.
Huh.
I have to say, it was... I mean, the first 20 minutes... Actually, no, the first hour. You had no idea what the story was about.
It's just all over the place.
It was all over the place. I kept turning to my buddy going, what the hell is this movie about? And he kept saying, it's about 3 hours and 45 minutes. That's what it's about.
Gladiator.
Yeah, Gladiator. Went to the concert at the Albert Rose Theater in Portland. I mentioned that earlier, and the joke that I made, actually, I was at a concert. It was an orchestral performance of Queen hits.
Do the time warp again. That's not
right.
Queen, but I mean, for some reason I said that.
That's not Queen, no. But it was three violins and a cello, and they did lots of Queen songs, and it was really fun.
What? Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah. Very fun.
I started watching the Food Network's Tournament of Champions, which was created and hosted by Guy Fieri.
You don't like him, if I remember right.
No, I don't like Bobby Flay.
Oh, Bobby Flay.
Yes.
That's right. I get...
Especially that show Beat Bobby Flay. I would love to go on there and just beat him.
And I think the reason why I said that is because on that episode, season 3, episode 8 that I was just talking about, you had said that. You said those exact words, actually. So
yes,
it's definitely true, even now.
Yeah, if anybody asks me to go on to the show Beat Bobby Flay, I will bring my tire iron,
you will
I
do
swear.
It. You All will right. do it.
And then just the other day, I made my buddy watch with me the cult classic movie Phantasm.
Is that because we talked about that a few weeks ago?
Well, sort of, kind of, but I mean, we were looking for something to watch, and I was like, ooh, have you ever seen Phantasm? And he's like, no. And so I turned it on, and oh, I mean, that's from 1979. That's how old this movie is.
Pretty old movie.
It's pretty old movie. It's so bad, but it's so cheesy good. I mean, if you want a stupid, cheesy horror movie to watch, that's the one to watch.
I should try this. So, because, it was a few weeks ago. It was, again, on season 3, episode 8, I think. You were talking about Phantasm. So, wow.
Really?
All these things are...
Turning back to that one episode. Wow.
One episode. That's really bizarre. But anyway, so...
Yeah.
And Rain was saying that it's scary, but then you were saying, no, it's cheesy, but maybe I should take a watch and take a... Because I've never seen it.
There's nothing scary about it. And they
made the ball with the little sharp thing.
No, it's just, it is so Monty Python-esque that it's just, I mean, because this little silver orb comes flying down. It's like that makes this noise. And then little spikes come out of the side of it and it goes into the guy's head. Pink. And a little drill comes out and goes into his forehead. And he's holding it badly and acting and rocking back and forth going, and then it just starts pumping a solid stream of red, not even blood red. I mean, it looks like Kool-Aid coming out of the back of the ball. And it's just like, yes, clearly that's a hose in his hand squirting out. I'm like, oh, it's so bad. So
1979
bad.
Effects and everything.
Oh, yeah. It was just, oh, but that's the, and I think they made 5 sequels to it. I think they've got Phantasm 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, wow.
It's insane. Yeah. But that's all I've been watching. How about you?
Have you seen Bambi?
Years ago. I mean, you know, we've talked about it, but yes, it was Bambi. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not watch it recently, but I thought I'd ask you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You should watch it and give us a review on it.
I should. We talked about Bambi several times recently.
Several,
mostly
yes.
Because I kept saying the word Bambi, and
yes,
that's why we talked about it. So what I've been watching, I found out Agrosuko season 5 is now out.
Nice.
I'm so excited. I haven't watched any yet because I just found out just recently that it came out. I'm so excited to watch it, though. If any of you first remember, I talked about how I've watched previous 4 seasons of Agrosuko. Love it. And I'm sure all you furs do, too. And shout out to the episode when we had Ben Diskin. Yes, that's right. The same Ben Diskin. That's the voice of Haida on Agrosuko. And Jack from Beastars. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting that I got to talk to Jack. We had a conversation for like 7 minutes. It was I got to talk to Jack. It was so awesome. Anyway, so shout out to, go listen to that episode whenever it was. on the website, it'll say Ben Diskin. So just look for that.
Mm-hmm.
But so still watching South Park for Lunchies. They came out with, I talked about this last week with Rainbow. I'll talk about it with you really quick. Season 26. So they now have 2. You saw that. Yes. So I've seen both those episodes. And
I think there's a third one for 26 now.
Not as, maybe, but as of today for Lunchies, they didn't have it out. Maybe they've released it now.
Okay.
Because I went looking. It's like, I hope there's another episode I can watch it for Lunchies. But I didn't see one. So I don't know.
All right.
But soon, I imagine. I mentioned last week, but you weren't here. So I'll mention again. We started this show called The Mindy Project on Netflix. Have you heard of this show?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
It is a comedy.
Yeah.
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 Have you seen this show?
I have not.
It's good. It's a comedy. Some episodes are more funny than others, like anything. But every episode so far is, like, very entertaining. Anyway, Tatsu, my hubby and I, we both like it a lot. And they have 6 seasons, I think. We're only in the first season, but it's pretty good. And apparently they so I guess like season 1 has 26 episodes, season 2 is 24, then 27, then, you know, like a bunch. And then season 5, they have like 12, and then season 6, they have 10. So apparently they started running out of ideas.
Okay, yeah.
But anyways, it's really good. I recommend it. Mindy is... a very extroverted gynecologist and hilarity ensues at her office. We'll just go with that.
Hilarity ensues, yes.
It's not about the gynecology or anything. It's just like that's what she does. But it's very good. I recommend it. checking it out. And that's what I've been doing for media this week.
Right. Well, just for your own information, I just looked it up, and they did have a new South Park that released on the 1st of March, which
really
was yesterday, but it should be available on HBO Max tonight.
That's why. Okay, because
they released it 24 hours. They were 24 hours later on HBO Max is when they release it, because it goes out on Comedy Central still. So
that's what happened. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because I watched it through Amazon Prime, so it's not made it to Amazon yet. Got it.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the near future, everything's going to be rolled together because HBO is now part of Disney Network, which owns like 18 of those stupid streaming services.
True. So
they're all going to come together. So anyway.
And Bambi's going to come around and say no.
Right. It's like, no, stop it. The mouse is going to be a very popular and very brilliantly famous rich mouse.
Hey, I remember that South Park episode. I watched it recently.
What are you doing there? Don't be doing without that pangolin there. Don't do that. All right. So. Taben, I think we are going to head over to the Transformation Station Lab. Rain has asked us to come over. He has something he would like to show us, so let's head on over.
Let's head on. I feel better about Rain showing us something mysterious than Lux showing us something mysterious, actually.
Well, they're cut from the same cloth, but I think, you know, it's something that we're going to have to deal with, I guess, so. At least with Rain, we don't have all the weird things. I mean, there's a sign over the door right there that says Transformation Station, please knock. So it will
knock. That's so much easier than go up on the roof and take the slide, the water slide down, and then meet Star Trek. Yeah, this is easy.
Yeah, I don't know where she got all that money from to build all those weird things every week for us to come over to, because she would tear them down and put new ones in there. But
new all the time. I think Crunchwrap Rural had like a side job doing something shady or something.
I don't know. Let me knock again because he hasn't answered the door yet.
Come on in.
Oh, all right. There we go.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, hi, Rain. Well, you know, we're here. Hey. What's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, I found out what that big red arrow pointing down was for.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Oh.
Apparently, Lux was planning on installing a speakeasy.
Oh, okay.
It's not finished, but there is alcohol down there. So.
Oh, well, she got
the
right...
Win for the raccoon.
She got the right stuff in there first, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so those days when you just can't remember words, you just go downstairs and then you can speak easy.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. But you did that. You never give up on a pun, and that's what I respect about you.
You never give up on a pun.
We discussed this last week. It's true.
Yes.
So what do you got for us, Rain? Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Yeah. So I found a new setting on the machine, and I want to try it out.
Ooh. Okay.
It's kind of
the setting.
Well, it looks like a tall rectangle. Yeah, let's see what it does.
Okay.
You want to go over there and stand on the X, pup, and we will get this show on the road.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, are we ready?
Pup. Yep, let's do it.
All right, let's warm this puppy up and transform this puppy. And here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Bark, 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 bark.
Well, he is large and rectangular.
Rectangular.
I feel large and rectangular.
His hands are on his face now.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I'm not sure what that is swinging. I guess that would be between his legs.
It's a rope.
No. I think it's a pendulum.
A pendulum?
I think he's a grandfather clock.
Grandfather clock.
Grand puppy clock.
Nice.
Yes.
That's why my hands are on my face.
Yeah, are any of your ancestors perhaps watchdogs?
They were actually, and
that explains it.
And that's why I'm a border collie now, and not a watchdog.
Ah, that explains it. That explains it.
He's not a full collie. He's a border collie. He's borderline collie.
I'm
borderline. Borderline.
Yeah. It makes me feel a little sheepish sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Barely, I've got some keys over here. Do you want to try winding him up
and see if... Sure. Normally a grandfather clock has like these acorns you pull on, but I guess...
No, that's a cuckoo clock.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's a cuckoo clock.
My grandfather had a grandfather clock that had acorns you pulled down. And it did the same thing as a cuckoo clock. But anyway, we'll...
It was a lie.
It was a really big cuckoo clock, apparently. So, okay. Wow, that's a big key. That's like winding up a big, huge...
He's...
Tin soldier. Okay.
He's a big pup.
Okay, I'm cranking that handle. Cranking it.
Don't overwind him. We definitely don't need him too wound up.
That's as much as I'm going to wind up. Here's the key back. Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Huh? So, pup, tell me, if you have some time, could you tell me how it feels to be a clock?
I do have some time. It's a really weird feeling. I have this, you know, the pendulum swings, and I feel like I want to go this way and that way, and it's really weird, and I don't understand. And I now have a sense for exactly what time it is when I want to know, though. And this is a very special power I have.
I can see how that could be useful.
It's very boring and dumb.
Useful.
It's still useful.
A lot of things are useful or boring and dumb.
I mean, time is a concept.
I don't have to walk across the room now to find out what time it is.
Time is a construct, not a concept.
Well, you actually really can't walk across the room right now anyways.
Well, I mean...
It works out.
He could, the grandfather clock in Beauty and the Beast. That grandfather clock walked around.
Yeah, I guess he could. Why don't you try that?
Okay, I'm going to try that. I'll try and hop. Am I hopping?
No, you're just standing there.
No, not really.
I'm just staying here. Okay.
You may have wobbled just a little bit.
Okay. I got some work to do.
I'm not sure.
I'm guessing you have to be animated for that to work.
I'm guessing so. I'm not sure how I feel about a pup clock, though.
And I think probably leaving him as a grandfather clock is not a great idea because, you know, if we're recording and it happens to, you know, strike the hours,
right?
That could eat up a lot of recording time.
I don't want him ticked off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I am basically. So.
I mean, at least I don't have to get him to stand back on the X again because I mean
he's already
moved.
There. Yeah.
I haven't.
Yes.
Anywhere.
So let's hit the reverse button here.
Okay.
And here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Wow. He's still got a pendulum on his chest. He kind of looks like. What was that rapper?
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav. He's got a big thing on his chest. Mm. Okay.
It's a big watch.
Maybe
big
that. We've still got some of that salve left at the office. Maybe we could put some of that on there.
What I am seeing, though, the other thing I'm seeing is you have a few ticks now, Taben.
Mm-hmm.
Some talks too, but here's a flea and tick collar. I think it'll take care of the ticks and the talks.
I feel a little more itchy than usual, so that must be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take this flea and tick collar and.
Are my flies in the correct place at least?
Yeah, they're not on your face anymore.
No.
Good. That's great.
So I think
and I have a tail. My tail is.
Your tail is there. It's
still there.
It's wagging. Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, it's keeping perfect time.
Yeah.
Ah, hey, that is an exciting thing.
If this side effect stays, it could help you with your drumming.
That's true.
His little tail would be a metronome.
I'm actually liking this.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't need to use a metronome anymore.
Metro tail.
Mm-hmm. Metro tail. It enjoys makeup and looking pretty. It's a metro tail.
Yeah.
It's a metro tail.
Yeah. I like this.
Well, you know, it was nice having I guess if you were going to talk about clocks and time, it would be a TikTok.
Yes, but unfortunately, he's out of the area right now. I tried to call him, but
true.
He just doesn't show up.
Although, let's see, but if I have the right...
He's not as gullible. I mean, as dependable as you guys are.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
If I have the right time, Cayenne know what it is?
Oh.
Or maybe I should curry my thoughts on that.
I think you should take some sage advice and probably drop this pun line.
Yes.
I really should stop peppering in or else I might insult someone.
You
I
might.
I think you're assaulting us.
You are assaulting us. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, Rain, I think I'm going to take the pup back to the studio.
Please.
All right. Yeah, I mean, just watch him. Make sure the ticks don't spread. Make sure he puts that collar on.
Okay. All right.
You know, at least for a week.
All right.
And all right. Maybe a flea bath if, you know, flea and tick bath if you feel like it.
I think I'll let him do that on his own.
Yeah, maybe Tatsu can do that for him.
Maybe, because every time I try to give him a bath, he runs around and won't get in the tub. And it's just
I make him messy. I'm a big messy pup.
Yeah, and then when he finally gets in, he just shakes and throws water all over the place.
I do. I can't help it. You know, that's, you know.
I think it's mandatory.
Yeah.
It is. I can't help it. I mean, you know, you see doggies do that and stuff, and those that are not canine don't understand that we can't, like, I can't help it. So it's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
All right. Well, I'm going to head down to the speakeasy, you guys.
All right. We'll see you later.
We'll see you later.
Well, thank you for the fun.
Good luck on the next transformation.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right. All right, Rain. We'll talk to you later.
All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye, Rain.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting.
That was.
I have to say it's much more mellow with Rain than it is with Lux. I mean, Lux
I
has
know,
got
right?
so much stuff there.
I'm okay
there,
with that. Actually, that's fine with me.
I'm not sure how she's going to take it when we come back or if she comes back.
I know. So. I mean, there was the whole Zambini leprechaun incident. Like, what was that? And Rain's just like, oh look, now I can tell time on Taban. You know, it's.
Yeah, nice. No, that's okay. That's all right. All right. Well, let's get back to our show, shall we?
Let's get back to our show. We shall.
All right. Well, now that we're back in the studio from Rain's turning you into a grandfather clock.
Okay. Didn't expect that, but there it is.
I didn't expect a grandfather clock. It's kind of a, I don't know, grandfather clocks are kind of boring. I mean, all you did was stand there and tick. So
I know, but it's kind of fun to watch the pendulum thing for about 1.5 seconds, and then
right.
you move on to something else.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
I don't know, whatever.
Whatever. All right, so now it's time for that section of our show that we like to call Furries in the News.
Wow, that I just made a mess. You sorry.
Don't short out the microphone with that spittle. It's
like... What am I doing? What's going on right now?
Wow.
Ow.
Wow.
Something's wrong with me, Barely, and I don't know what.
I don't know what's wrong with you anyway. Well, I have one story for furries in the news. A furry by the name of Charleston Rat released their newest chapter on YouTube about fursuits and fursuiters. Rat stated it took him over a year to wade through his data and compile the essay, edit, and publish the show. You can find it on YouTube under Facts About Fursuits and Fursuiting Infographic. I don't know why it says infographic after it, but that's what it says when I copied it. So I'll have a link on the show notes, and you can watch that little YouTube thing. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun to watch. So
I took a watch, too, and it's very actually interesting. It's only about 5 minutes, and it's a bunch of statistics about fursuiting, basically. Something that struck me was that I was surprised at first when apparently so many more furries preferred digitigrade for suits over plantigrade suits. Hmm. I mean, but then I thought about it, it's like, no, okay, that makes sense. I'm not surprised anymore. But that anyway. So there's a lot of fun little statistics and stuff like that. The rat made, you know, he did this survey for it's huge. So the actual survey, there's a link under in the video description to this thing. The survey is 62 pages, lots of questions. And the survey was actually very well done and professional. He did, you know, took a lot of notes about what he did, how he conducted the survey, what happened, and it was very professional, very well done. So all you first go check out the video, because there's just lots of fun little stuff. And he's got little cute pictures of a wolfy fursuit and stuff. It's very cute.
Does he mention whether he's a professional statistician or anything like that, or
I didn't. That's a good question. I didn't notice. I kind of just skimmed the survey, but that would be really interesting to actually know.
Rain, I know you're listening. So, Rain, let's get Charleston Rhett on the show to talk about his methodology for this survey and show.
Talk about that. That'd be very cool to talk about with him. And I will look up, and then for next week, talk about if he's a statistician or not.
Let's take a listen to Chitaro now. He has given us
a movie review. What is he going to talk about for us?
He has given us a movie review on a movie called The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, I'm excited. I have not seen this show, but I've heard about it, so I'll be excited to hear what our Mr. Chitaro has to say about that.
Well, joining us today, once again, is our movie reviewer, Chitaro. Chitaro, what have you got for us today?
Well, today I am reviewing a movie called Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Okay.
It is a movie from 2009, and what's really interesting about this is based off of a book from, and I hope I pronounce his name right, Roald Dahl.
Okay, sounds good enough to me.
Yeah, he's a writer to like James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, things like that as well. But this is a stop motion film, so if people like that kind of thing, this is awesome for them because it's done really well. But it's also on HBO Max, or what I love to call Hobo Max.
Hobo Max, I love it.
Yeah. So,
which is now part of the Disney Network.
I know, isn't that disturbing?
It is.
The movie starts with a fox that's running around a tree that's on a hill. Now, the interesting part is, before I continue on, the fox is voiced by George Clooney.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
And then all of a sudden, a female fox shows up, and they end up walking to a squab farm, or maybe a chicken farm, for those that don't know what a squab is. They end up breaking into this by passing many different people. You know, they do a lot of little acrobatic jumps and so on and so forth. And then they get to the part where the chickens are, and they end up stealing a couple of chickens because, of course, they're foxes, and foxes steal chickens, of course, right? And
of course, yes.
And so when they were trying to get out, and they were almost out, the fox sees this chain dangling there, and he says, "Oh, look, this looks like a fox trap." And so he says, "I think I'm going to..." So he basically pulls the chain, and then a cage drops over the two of them, the female fox says to the male fox, she goes, "You know, I'm pregnant, and if we get out of this alive, you're gonna have to change your line of work," you know, because his line of work is stealing chickens, of course, right?
Stealing chickens, so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the very next thing it shows on the screen, it says 2 years later, but underneath that it says 12 fox years, you know, because foxes don't live very long.
Okay.
So Mr. Fox becomes a newspaper columnist, and he's talking to his wife because, of course, foxes live in, well, ba-dum-bump foxholes.
Yes.
He says, I don't want to live in this foxhole anymore. So he tells his wife that he's going to look for another place to live that's hopefully in a tree. And so he basically starts looking for a tree to live in. So he's in this tree, and as he's looking out across out a window across the field where this tree is. He sees three signs: Bogus, Bunce, and Bean. Those are the last names of three farmers that are nearby. And of course, that makes the guy, or Mr. Fox, go to his friend the Badger, who just happens to be voiced by Bill Murray. And
oh, wow. Okay.
And the Badger tells Mr. Fox, he says, "You should not buy near those farms, you know, because it's a bad influence. You shouldn't go there." So he basically says, you know, "Eh, too bad. I'm going to do it anyway." So they do. So they end up moving into this tree, and he does his thing for a while, and he says, "You know, I want to relive some of my old life, you know, because it was much more exciting when he was stealing chickens." So what he does is, because he's right across from these three farms, he says, "You know, I'm going to go ahead and come up with a plan to heist a chicken from one of the nearby farms." So he goes to the first farm, Bogus Farms, and he gets in and he bypasses a lot of different things, and he ends up going in there and he steals a couple of chickens. And of course, he barely escapes from there when they're chasing after him, so to speak, but he ends up getting out. Well, the very next night, he goes, "Okay, well, I'm going to do something else." And he ends up coming up with a plan to steal from the Bunce Farm. And the Bunce Farm does a lot of, like, dried meats and canned things and stuff. So he goes and he steals a few stuff from there. And he's all happy because, you know, he's doing his thing. And, of course, he's also trying to do this behind the back of Mrs. Fox.
Of course. Can't let the little woman know what you're doing.
Right, for sure. And so then Mr. Fox, of course, because there's three farms, he decides, "Okay, I'm going to go to the last farm, which is the Bean Farm." And the Bean Farm is famous for their alcoholic apple cider.
Oh, all right then.
He ends up devising a plan. He goes in there, and he's going to steal these apple ciders. He ends up doing that. There was an interesting kerfuffle with a rat, which I won't get into, but it was a really kind of fun interaction. And so the fox ends up leaving the farm, stealing the apple cider, and he's happy. Well, the farmers end up getting together, and they say, "Have you had fox problems?" "Yeah, I've had fox problems." "Well, we need to do something about it." So they decide to take it into their own hands, and they said, "We're going to kill the fox that's stealing from them." And so they wait for the fox to come next night, and they are hiding behind some bushes, and one has a big, gigantic shotgun, and he goes, and he sees the fox, and he goes, and shoots the fox. Well, the unfortunate part is Mr. Fox loses his tail, but he still gets away, and so that irritates the farmers. So the farmers say, "Okay, we're going to go after this fox. We're going to dig out that tree, because we know foxes dig holes, so we're going to dig out this tree." So they get these big excavation equipment, and they end up, you know, digging it up. Well, basically, the rest of the movie is the farmers coming up with different ways to get Mr. Fox from stopping him from stealing from them. And so I will basically say that several things happen that are kind of funny. There's a couple of really funny moments towards the end, but it climaxes to the animals. Mr. Fox gets a few other animals together, and they end up fighting back, and they end up winning, you know, so to speak, of course, because he's the fantastic Mr. Fox, so he has to win. And so at the very end, they end up, you know, living happily ever after, so to speak. The movie does have a wonderful ending. It's kind of fun. The music that is in this movie is somewhat nostalgic, because it throws some music from, like, back from the 80s, so to speak. And so it was a really good movie. I enjoyed myself. Again, because it was stop motion, it was awesome. I give it 4.5 chirps.
Applause for the fox. Well, Chitaro, thank you for coming on the show and giving us a review of The Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's available on the HBO network. 4.5 chirps. Well, Do we have a movie for the next time that you are going to review?
Yeah, it's a movie called Doggone Trouble.
Doggone Trouble. Yeah. I'm going to guess it's about dogs.
It is.
But we're going to wait to see.
It is, actually. But Tabin will love it, I just know.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, thanks again, Chitaro. Have a great afternoon.
You as well, and all your furs out there, have a great whatever.
Okay, upcoming events. The first thing we had to mention is you're going to be going to this very first event here,
I believe. In 1 week.
In 1 week. Well, less than a week. You're going to be leaving. Are you leaving on Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday. Thursday. Okay, leaving on Thursday.
So in 5 days, you will be leaving.
Five days. Yes. And where am I leaving to?
You are leaving to the Texas Furry Fiesta 2023 in Dallas, Texas.
I am. And, I weigh. I'm excited.
Yeah. Do all your exes live in Texas? That's a song, by the way. Sing.
Gladiator. I tell you.
Yeah. There's another country song going through the Big D, and I don't mean Dallas. But all right. So.
Jay.
Yeah, it's a song about divorce. All right. The same weekend where you will not be. Is at Vernal Equinox 2023 at the Weston Harbor Castle in Toronto, Canada. The following week in Alicante, Spain, at the Marriott Alicante, is the Fernion 2023. That's March 23rd through the 26th.
Oh, I'll have also to ask Paco if he's going to that, because if he is, maybe he'll come on the show and talk about it.
I don't know. He's not from Spain, but he might be going.
I'm Spainist.
Yes. He's Brazilian, I believe, which is nowhere near Spain.
Which is not Spain.
It's not Spain at all. But, you know, there you go. Okay.
Maybe I'll talk Taco Grande. I don't know.
Maybe he'll go. Who knows? And then the same weekend as that is Motor City Furry Con 2023 in Ypsilanti, Michigan. We made fun of that town last year on the show. Then
with Bucktown.
Yes. Also the same weekend. These next two are also the same weekend, March 24th through the 26th. You have Woods Flock in Pikeville, Tennessee, and Thai Tales in Bangkok, Thailand.
So I have to ask.
Yes.
Tell us what you think about the name Woods Flock, and I'll tell you Woods why Flock. I asked that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. It's a play on Woodstock.
Yes.
Yes.
And so it's I asked that because last week when, Rain said Woods Flock. He prefaced it by saying, "Barely loves this name." So yes. I had it. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and it's also it's also an open air con. It's not at a hotel. It's at a state park. So it's out in the woods. Right. Yeah.
Woods.
So it's a camping. It's a camping con. Okay. You didn't know that, did you?
Well, I did not. Why? You don't fight.
Woof. Okay. April 6th through the 9th is Fur Squared 2023 in Brookville, Wisconsin. That same weekend is also the Golden State Fur Con 2023 in Los Angeles, California at the Los Angeles Airport. And then the weekend after that, April 7th through the 11th, is Fauntastic.
Oh, cute.
Fauntastic, yes. But it's spelled F-A-U-N. Not F-A-W-N, and I think that's because it's French, because it's in the DoubleTree at Lyon Euro Expo in Saint-Prix, France.
If it's in the DoubleTree, that they're using a U, maybe that's how they get their double U.
Maybe.
That was really stupid. That was...
I know, and maybe that's where they chew their double mint gum.
In Charleston, because they've got the Charleston Chew.
They got the Charleston Chew, absolutely.
Left Shark comes by, and Left Shark and Bambi go on a date to see Phantasm. You know, it's just great.
There you go. They got a 3-hour, 45-minute date. It's the best date in the world. You spend a lot of time, and you don't have to... not Phantasm. Phantasm is just over an hour, actually. Phantasm is a very short movie.
Oh, wow, that's short. I didn't realize it was that short.
Yeah, it's like watching an episode of something. It's like, oh, well, that was quick.
That's done. Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you have a story? story.
I do. I have a story. This story is called The Lady and the Dog.
Okay.
So there's this old lady, and she goes to the airport with her dog, and the dog's in a pet carrier. She's an old lady and goes up to the ticket agent and says, I'm going to Israel with my dog, and I want to make sure nothing happens to him. I don't know why she talks like this, but she does. It's very important. Why does she talk like this?
I don't know.
Please take good care of him, and I will reward you with $10,000. And this is great. And the ticket agent says, no problem, and takes the pet carrier. And she goes to baggage handlers and tells them what the old lady said and offers to split the money to make sure that the doggy, I'm sure it's an old doggy, but the old doggy is taken care of and everything. And so one of them says to the other, I know the baggage. So he says, okay, we'll do this. I know the baggage handlers in Israel, and I want to make sure they take care of the doggy. So I'll call them and have them look out for the fight and make sure the dog gets back to the old lady unharmed, and we'll split the money, and this is great and everything. And there's a really good moral to this story. I mean, it has to do with sharing and everything. Anyway, I'll get
that. Yes. Okay.
So we'll split the money and blah, blah, blah. So the plane lands in Israel. The baggage handlers start to unload everything when they see the pet carrier. And one says to the other, well, this must be the poor old doggy that we really need to take care of and get it back to the old lady. And she's going to give us $2,500 because, you know, split up that way and everything.
Okay.
The other handler says, and we should make sure that the dog, we should check on the dog to make sure that he's not hungry or needs to go to the bathroom or anything like that. So the old lady wouldn't have to have any issues or anything like that. And so we can get our money too. They look in the pet carrier, and to their horror, the dog is dead. Oh no. But trust me, there's a good moral coming up. It's going to be okay. I know all you furs are worried. It's okay. I promise it'll be okay. So, of course, they start to panic. And so they said, one says to the other, my friend told me that the lady was really old. She actually probably doesn't see very well. There's a pet store near the airport. I'll go there and get a dog that looks like this one. I guess so part of the moral is sharing, but also there's a hint of don't lie. I'm just telling you.
Okay. Okay.
So we know. So we'll put the lady's dog collar on it, the lady's dog's collar on it, and put it in the carrier and get our money.
Okay.
So this is where, of course, the bad moral stuff comes in. She probably won't be able to tell the difference, and we'll get our money. You stall them at the terminal, and I'll go to the pet store. So the other handler agrees. This is a good idea. They go to the terminal and tell us everyone that due to technical difficulties, the unloading of the baggage will be displayed. I don't know why is he talking like that, but he's...
Don't know.
The first handler jumps in the car and rushes to the pet store. And there is a dog, and it's a black poodle. I don't think I said the old lady's doggy was a black poodle.
You did not say that, but that's an important storyline point.
It's important. I mean, the moral hinges on... No, the moral doesn't hinge on it, but there is. So there is a black poodle at the pet store. And looks just like the lady's dog. So he buys a dog, rushes it back to the airport, and he finds his friend. And they proceed to put the first dog's collar on it and put it in the carrier. Then they take the carrier to the terminal where the old lady is there. And she's been waiting. First handler says to the other one, that must be her. Look how old she is. She's probably half blind and she'll never notice that this is not her dog. They bring the carrier over to the old lady and say, ma'am, we wanted to personally deliver your dog to you since we heard how important he is to you. The old lady says, I forget what she sounds like, something like, young man, I'm sure you have heard that I was going to give the ticket agent $10,000 for insuring my... Why am I doing this with my hand? My pawsies. For insuring my dog's safe arrival, and you were probably going to get a cut of it. That's fine, but I want to make sure that my dog is all right before I pay the reward. The handlers say, of course, that's fine. And they, I mean, they're confident she's not going to tell the difference. So she looks inside. Immediately, she turns to the handler and says, this is all my dog. and the handler says, why do you say that? Isn't your dog a black poodle?
Yes,
says the old lady. Handler points to the collar and says, isn't this your dog's collar?
Yes,
she says. The handler then asks her, "So why do you think this is not your dog?" And the moral here is, the old lady gives us the moral. She says, "Because, young man, my dog was dead, and I was taking him to Israel to bury him." And that is the story of the lady and the dog.
Wow. The I love it.
Oh, my cow. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my cow.
Good story. Good story.
Okay. So before we get to some jokes, I know you guys. Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a joke, too, but it was good. It was a good moral of the story. I know last week you guys did one movie quote for obscure movie quotes.
We did.
And so I have three obscure movie quotes, and I want to see if you can guess them.
Add on to the bag.
Yes. Okay. So the first one, the quote is, "Crying? Crying? There's no crying in baseball."
I feel like I actually know this.
You might.
It's not from the Muppets Take Manhattan.
No, it's not from the Muppets Take Manhattan.
I think I'll leave that to Ziggy or some other first. So any of you first that don't, if I don't get these, write us in, go to the BFFT chat, send us an email, something like that, and let us know. And if you get it, we'll give you a shout out on the show. So I don't know this one, so you all you first write in, let us know where that is from.
All right. All right, and we'll address that in a couple of weeks when people write in after hearing this episode. All right, the next one. "I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins."
Are you now?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
I do not know. It's not from Bambi, is it?
Mm-mm.
If Bambi doesn't say it, then I don't know. So all you first,
really?
Let us know.
All right. Okay. "I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins."
Harry Potter?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Nope. I don't know.
That would be a cotton-headed ninny muggle.
Muggle, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different thing. Right.
Okay. And my final one, "Greater good? I'm your wife. I'm the greatest good you're ever going to get."
That's not from Fawlty Towers.
It is not from Fawlty Towers.
That was not Sybil Fawlty.
Nope. Nope, nope.
So again, all you first write in and let us know where that's from.
All right. Wow. You're going to have to step your game up a little bit here, Mr. Tabin.
I don't know my shows. I'll be excited to find out where they're from.
Well, with that, I think it is time to get to some jokes before we wrap up and let everybody get back to cleaning out the blood from their ears after listening to our show for an hour.
Let us wrap up.
Huh. Let us wrap up. Yes. All right.
Not yet.
So I'm going to start off. So a polar bear walks into a bar and says, "I'll have a rum and Coke." And the bartender says, "What's with the big paws?" The bear says, "I was born with them."
Yeah, I saw that coming. No, it's adorable, though. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain the difference between our jokes?
Oh, I do. I do. So,
okay.
It's an important distinction.
It's an important distinction, yes.
So my jokes come from many for that doesn't know. I have this book called The Ultimate Dad Joke Book, 501 Hilarious Jokes and Puns by Hugh Murmy.
I take issue with the term hilarious.
Yeah, I do, actually. We do. And so and I don't read these jokes before Pop. So we're all, me, barely, you, Furs, are all hearing these for the first time on the show. So I cannot take credit for how bad they are, but of course, if they're good, I can't take credit either, but there it is.
True.
Now, Barely, on the other hand, actually looks for the bad jokes. So
I do.
We definitely have him to blame. The bear paw thing, though, it was cute. I'll let you along with that one. But in general, it's his fault.
I have to say, though, the jokes that I picked for today are actually pretty cute. So
I'm excited. If they're as cute as the bear paw one, then I'm excited. So the next, in my book that I haven't read yet, how did the inventor of ballet skirts figure out what to name them?
I don't know. How did the inventor of ballet skirts figure out how to name them?
Well, she put two and two together.
Oh,
bad. Oh. Bad.
Oh, what do you? Oh, this is really bad. What do you say to a llama that loves going on picnics?
Something about Bambi.
No, you say alpaca lunch.
Oh, cute. Okay, no, you're on a roll here. That's cute. Yeah. I'll do it. I like it. I have to remember that. Do you know why the plumber quit his job?
I don't know. Why did the plumber quit his job?
Well, it turns out it was too draining.
Oh, yes.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Do you know what you call a snail that isn't moving?
Frozen escargot? I don't know. What do you call a snail that's not moving?
It's called escarstay.
Oh, it's true. This is true.
Uh-huh.
And you know what else is true? The reason why the lumberjack could not think of a good tree pun.
Why could he not think of a good tree pun?
Well, he was stumped.
Turns out. Oh.
Well, did you hear about the woman who loved making archery supplies?
I did not. I would love to know about the woman
that made archery supplies.
Well, every day she went to work, she quivered with joy.
Oh, she did. She
yes,
totally
she did.
Her
yes.
And her big bear paws.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute. What do you become?
Okay.
Okay,
what
so
do you,
you know the answer to this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because it's dumb. What? What do you be? Oh, and there's a typo in the book. The book says, what do you become? But it should be, what do you become when reading while sunbathing?
What do you become when you're reading while sunbathing? I don't know, honestly. I don't.
Well read.
Okay. I'm so glad we're into March. That means spring is right just around the corner.
Is it? Good.
And you know that trees get stressed out in the wintertime.
Oh, poor trees.
But when spring arrives, they're all relieved.
It took me a few seconds, but I got that. I like it.
You saw me think.
I saw you thinking. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay. No, that's good. They were relieved. That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you know that toasters aren't waterproof?
I did know that, but why are they not waterproof according to your book?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know this either. I was shocked.
Okay. God. Oh, I have one more joke, and it's very appropriate to our little show. I think we need a new device to measure the success of our jokes on our show.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think we should call it a seismograph. Because we sigh all the time with our jokes.
I got it now. My last one, I'm going to actually pick on purpose because I want to make sure it's the worst way to end.
You want to end on a low note?
end on a low note? So, there's cows, right?
There are cows, yes.
There are cows. And some of them are taken care of well, some of them are not taken care of so well, some of them belong to rich households, some of them not so rich households. But the important ones are the fancy pampered cows.
Okay.
And do you know, and the reason why is because of what you get from them. What do you think you get from these fancy pampered cows?
I don't know. What do you get from fancy pampered cows?
You get spoiled milk.
Seismograph just went off the chart, I tell you. Okay.
Oh, Oh, we did it.
Oh, my cow, Taven. We did it. We need to wrap this up. We've gone way off the rails today, and I don't want to cause any more consternation among our listeners. So let's say our goodbyes.
Or constipation.
Yes. Remember, fair listener, you can help support the show through donations at Ko-Fi or Patreon, or by subscribing, quote unquote, to the show. You don't have to subscribe to listen, but it is a convenient way for you to donate to the show on a regular basis to help keep the lights on. You can buy MFF merchandise at MFF, but we're not there.
If you go to MFF, you could buy merchandise.
That's right. But you can buy BFFT merchandise at Redbubble or Bonfire. And of course, the bestest way to support is to share us with your friends. Yes, share us. Share us. Pass us around like a cheap bottle of whiskey.
And if you share us, you will be a good little sunny.
Wow. So until next time, with that, I'm going to say moo, bark, fluff, stay furry. Taven, would you tie the bow on this package and let's get the fluff out of here?
Yes. And let me remind all you furs to go to Drink Wild Bill's. Let me say that again. And let me remind you all you furs to go to drinkwildbills.com website and get some of their wonderful Wild Bill soda. If you enter BFFT at checkout, you will get 15% off your order. And it's wonderful, wonderful stuff, as Barely can attest to, because every time he goes to FC, at least in the past, he's got it. So, make sure to go to drinkwildbills.com. And on that note, I'll say yes, thank you all you first for listening. It means so much to us that you listen. Or maybe you, put on your headphones and listen to something else and pretend you're listening to this to make us feel good. I don't know, but in any case, thank you for trying to make us feel good.
Trying to make us feel good. It's very nice of you to make us feel good.
It's very, very nice and considerate of you. And it means this so much to you. It's a great way to support us just by listening. And of course, if you want to give us some money or something, we'd be okay with that because that will allow us to keep up with the technology and stuff. And it'd be great. But other than that, can't wait to hug you tight with Posies at a con. See you online and stuff. Until next week when we can bark at ya. I say moo, bark, fluff, stay furry. Have a good one. Bark, bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms, or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Is Library. Social media presences is maintained by Ziggy the Mean Weasel. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat. On Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.